Good morning. I'm Steve Brown on 89.7 NPR News. The CDC has removed language from its website saying asymptomatic people from minority groups considered at higher risk for COVID-19 should be prioritized when it comes to testing. Reporter Afi Scruggs was writing a story on African Americans and COVID-19 for the Ohio Center for Investigative Journalism when she got caught up in quite the story. Afi, welcome back to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So you started writing a pretty simple, straightforward story that ended up changing several times. Walk us through exactly what happened.
My original story was about access to tests in the African American community. I talked to several physicians, and each one of them said that the CDC guidelines was what helped them determine who needed to be tested and who didn't. So I got in the habit of just checking the guidelines daily. Around sometime this week, I'd say on May 4th, I was just doing a regular check, and I found out that all of a sudden the guidelines allowed asymptomatic members of certain at-risk communities, African-American, Latino, and Native Americans, to be tested. The Navajo Nation was specifically mentioned in the guidelines. And these were the communities that had been really hard hit. I went to check again on May 6th just to do a final check. And the guidelines had been removed. And basically, that's all I can tell you at this time.
So as of late Wednesday, you still had not received a response as to why, right? We don't know whether the policy was rescinded or perhaps it was never meant to be posted at all. We just don't know.
We have no explanation. Actually, we did hear from the CDC late Wednesday night saying that they were looking into it. I checked on Thursday morning about 8 o'clock and so far haven't received anything from them. So we don't know why it happened.
You even spoke to Dr. Leon McDougall. He's an Ohio State professor, also the president-elect of the National Medical Association. That's the country's oldest organization for Black doctors. What did he say about this move by the CDC?
At first, he was happy because the NMA and the Rainbow Coalition had actually been advocating for testing of African Americans, or at least for ethnicity and race to be considered when it came to prioritizing tests. He was profoundly disappointed, he said, when the mentions disappeared from the site. And actually, he's contacted the CDC himself, and he said he hasn't heard anything from them either.
So as of now, the CDC website does not list asymptomatic African Americans or some other minorities as priorities for testing. How does that compare with Ohio policy?
State policy allows race and ethnicity to be taken into account if the individual is symptomatic. And I have to say that the guidelines that I've been looking at over the last month really prioritize symptomatic individuals. If you were asymptomatic, no matter who you were in the terms of the CDC, a non-priority. That's why this change was such an important change.
We've reported on this quite a bit, but if you can, in just a few seconds, Afi, remind us just how big these disparities are for African Americans when it comes to infections and adverse outcomes.
Well, part of the problem is that the comorbidities that make COVID-19 more serious and more deadly are more prevalent among African Americans. And by these things, I'm talking about high blood pressure, diabetes, and obesity. The other thing is that African Americans are dying of COVID at a higher rate per capita. In Ohio, for example, 25% of the cases afflict African Americans, who are only 12 to 13% of the state's population.
Afi Scruggs is a reporter who wrote a piece for the Ohio Center for Investigative Journalism. During the course of her reporting, the CDC added and then removed language about prioritizing COVID-19 testing for asymptomatic African Americans, Hispanics, and some American Indian tribes from its website. Afi, thanks again.
Thank you.